How do you explain what the psychologist Maslow calls peak experiences and what your friend James Joyce called epiphanies? I love that word, epiphany.
Oh, well, they're not quite the same.
But, I know.
The peak experience, it refers to actual moments of your life when you feel that this has told you something. Something has come through in your experience of your relationship to the harmony of being. It can come, my peak experiences, I mean, the ones that I knew were peak experiences after I had them all came in athletics.
Which was the Everest of your experience?
Yeah, well.
Which one was it? Was when you were running at Columbia?
Yes, of course. And I ran a couple of races. It was just beautiful. And the whole race, I knew I was going to win, and there was no reason for me to know I was going to win because I was touched off anchor in a relay with the first man 30 yards ahead of me. And I just knew it was the peak experience. Nobody could beat me today. That's a kind of being in full form and really doing it. I don't think I've ever done anything in my life as competently as I ran those two races. And those, consequently, were the experience of really being at my full and doing perfect job. I don't think I've ever had anything like that quite, that I really came up to anything quite that way.
Do you think you, Joseph Campbell, has to be physical?
No, but it can be a peak experience. There are other kinds of peak experiences which I know were superior to those, but those are the ones that, when I read Maslow and read the peak experience, I just know that those were peak experiences.